You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're having a most important, most thoughtful, and I hope most consequential conversation with the author of a very consequential new book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Its author is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, now with the Marine Corps University, among other institutions, but a man who's made a very substantial impact on the national policy debate in a whole host of other capacities over the years. You see him at Fox and in other outlets frequently, and we're always delighted to have him with us here. And Seb, thank you again for the time today to discuss in depth the nature of the jihad, what it will take to win it for us. Talk, if you would, about this Sharia ideological catalyst for jihad in one other way, if you would. There are those who insist this is a faith, and as such, it must be treated under our Constitution as a protected activity. If, as you've said, it is in fact, the formula for and the driving force behind jihad, a political, military, legal program perhaps, but nonetheless about power, not so much religion, then it would not be permissible, let alone protected. Just drill down on that for a moment, if you would, Seb Gorka.
Yeah, so let's be clear here. There's no monolithic Islam. The Islam of the Indonesians is very different from the one of the Saudis. But let's go to primary sources again. I like to quote the people who have made modern jihad so powerful a concept. And it all starts with the Muslim Brotherhood, and especially an Egyptian called Sayyid Qutb. In his seminal work that we have captured on high-value targets in every theater, the book is called Milestones. On more than 20 occasions, Qutb writes the following to his fellow Muslims. My brothers, you must understand that Islam is not simply a religion. Islam is a supremacist political movement with a global mandate to reestablish the caliphate for the glory of Allah in a jihad. Now, that version of Islam is the one that is in ascendancy. That is the one that Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, Hizbut Tahrir, and the Brotherhood subscribe to.
And it is the one enshrined in Sharia. We're discussing jihad, the threat that it poses to all of us and what it will take to defeat it, with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the author of Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. And Seb, I think this is really of such central importance. I take your point that there are people who practice Islam in a lot of different ways. I think that it is fair to say, though, that the authorities of the faith regard Sharia as, a monolithic whole and the true practice of Islam as they see it. When you look at this and you talk about jihad, I wanted to talk about, in addition to the part that most of us have been confronting graphically in New York and in London and in Paris and Brussels and San Bernardino and elsewhere, of the violent kind, of something else, something called Hijra, and the practice that that it involves in spreading the faith, spreading the jihad, if you would. Would you discuss that, particularly in the light of what's happening in Europe at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think Hijra, most importantly, I mean, it can be applied to a certain extent to the immigration crisis, but I think it's more important to understand how the terrorists actually use it operationally. So Hijra is the word used to describe Muhammad leaving Mecca, being pushed out of Mecca, going on a very difficult, arduous emigration across the desert to arrive in Yathrib, the future Medina, and being victorious there and coming back a mighty warrior. So it's a very condensed concept that connotes rejection, arduous migration, and then victory as a mighty warrior. The Hijra has also been used to describe the actions of jihadis, such as the 19 hijackers, that they have to leave pagan lands. Saudi Arabia or Egypt isn't Muslim enough. They go on arduous emigration. Remember, most of the 9/11 hijackers executed their mission or prepared for it outside of their native nations, most often in Germany. And then finally, they arrive at their destination in glory as mighty warriors, in this case by flying planes into buildings full of unarmed civilians. That's a very, very important use of the concept Hijra by groups like Al-Qaeda. It has also been used or applied to what is going on in the undermining in a non-physical sense of the European continent, but these are the kinds of concepts that are not discussed adequately and the ones that I talk of in Defeating Jihad.
Indeed. Another is a concept known as zakat, and I think, you know, in its application, it more or less translates into material support for terrorism, at least in part, Seb Gorka. How does that fit into this sort of jihadist tradition and practice these days? And how in terms of the threat we're facing, serious is that a component, do you think?
So zakat is one of the original five pillars of Islam. It's often translated as almsgiving or charity, which isn't correct. The analog or the closest one is tithing, because it is mandatory and it is at a fixed rate. Now, traditionally, zakat is the money that you must put back into the community through the local mosque, and which will be used for charitable purposes over the years, over the centuries. They have identified in the Muslim faith who the primary recipients of this tithing should be. And at the top of the list, we have widows and orphans. However, and it all seems to go back to the Brotherhood, Frank, the Brotherhood has succeeded over the last 25 years to convince many people that zakat shouldn't just be spent on the unfortunate, on the widows and orphans, but the tithing amounts that the Muslim believer pays back into the community should be used to fund jihad. And the Brotherhood has done a very good job in inculcating this belief that this is part of your obligation. If you can't fight jihad yourself, which you should be doing, then your monies should be used to fight those who actually are doing jihad on your behalf or for the glory of Allah.
Yeah, and in fact, this is as estimable an activity as wielding the sword yourself, I think, in that tradition. You've brought to the fore, very importantly, Seb Gorka, the Muslim Brotherhood, both with reference to, you know, its ideology and its sort of role in leading this Islamic supremacist movement of the moment. Talk, if you would, about the particular way in which the brothers, as part of their milestones strategy, are practicing jihad in a form they call civilization jihad.
Right. So the Muslim Brotherhood has to be understood as the grandfather of all jihadi movements. It doesn't matter who they are or where they're located. They are the progenitors of it all. This is an organization that was created just 4 years after the dissolution of the caliphate by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, with the express mandate to reestablish the caliphate. And in Defeating Jihad, I walk my readers through how the Muslim Brotherhood laid the foundations for modern jihad that would later be picked up by groups like Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden and ISIS today and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And the point is very clear here. The Sharia, the ideology, the violence is there to purify the world. Islam has lost its way, and the only way it can be great again is if it excises disbelief, either through conversion or through murder or through enslavement. This is really as simple as it gets. Islam must be great again. Jihad is the tool to that greatness, and Sharia is the system that will be imposed once Islam is victorious again.
Mm. The piece of this that I'm particularly interested in, we have to pause in a moment, we'll be right back to discuss this in more detail with you, Seb, is what a jihadi does, according to the Muslim Brotherhood, when he finds himself not strong enough to use violence decisively. It's a whole nother kettle of fish, in a manner of speaking, and we'll talk about both what it means sort of at the theoretical level, at which you are an expert, Seb Gorka, but also in practice, not just elsewhere, but here in the United States. That and more with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the author of Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.